It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Well, Jack is not here tonight. He is a little under the weather. We're here with a couple of the folks on the WOW committee, Ross Overman and Jonas Foote, and we're going to do a little talking about things going on. How are we doing, Jonas?
Great, Neil. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Ross.
Good. You?
Good, good, good. So, we'll take a little break here in a second, but we'll talk about all the stuff that you have, that you've done, things you have going on. And the mayor just walked in, so we'll have him talking about some of his part in some of the projects and other things going on. And we might even hit him up about a little bit of stuff going around town if we have a little time. But this is mostly the WOW, so if we have time for the town stuff, that's okay. But if we don't, that's it's WOW time right now, so we can have the mayor and or Randy Diller in some other time and go through all the details in the town stuff. But so let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk with Mayor Kalp and Ross Overman and Jonas Foote about what's going on with the WOW, and we'll be back in just a minute.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesday, you can get special prices on our famous wings and draft beers. Wednesday night, get $3 off of any of our large pizzas. And Thursday, you can get our tenderloin basket. On Friday and Saturday evenings, we offer a sirloin steak or all-you-can-eat chicken that both include our salad bar and your choice of potato and a dinner roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern for some great home cooking.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library the week of Monday, January 10th through Saturday, January 15th during normal library hours. Here's your chance to get a bargain on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime during the week of January 10th through 15th at your library during their used book sale. And donated items are being accepted now. Please be sure they're clean and in good condition, and textbooks, encyclopedias, magazines, and VHS tapes cannot be accepted. Head up to your library to find some treasures January 10th through 15th during normal library hours.
Welcome back. We're on Insight without Jack Stogler, and we're talking to the WOW committee, and we have Ross Overman, Jonas Foote, and we're joined by Mayor Kalp. And so the WOW, it's been pretty successful. You got a lot of things going on. You're selling some other tickets besides actual WOW tickets right now, correct?
Yeah, so our super raffle ticket sold out right at 30 days this year. 8,000 tickets in 30 days. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing the first year when you sold 2,000 or whatever it was.
3,000 the first year.
That was amazing.
And, 3,000 the second year, or 4,000 the second year, went in 5 days. So it's been pretty incredible to be a part of, to have things sell that quickly and be received that well. So, but no, so we've last couple of years, we've looked for something to increase the Friday night attendance and increase the audience participation. So we came up with our Tow and Go raffle, and it's a separate ticket from the Super Raffle ticket. And they're on sale now. It's $100 for a ticket, and there's you get five numbers or five chances with each ticket. And depending on how many tickets we sell, depends on the level of prizes we get to. So right now, we've sold somewhere around 500 tickets for that raffle. So that means there's already a custom club car golf cart with a matching trailer, a SureTrack utility trailer has another prize, and then prize number three would be $5,000 cash prize on top of another utility trailer. That's kind of the theme of the Tow and Go, is every prize on the raffle can either be towed or tow something. So if we sell all the tickets, which is 3,000 tickets, which is equivalent to 15,000 chances, we'll give away a 2022 Chevy Tahoe Z71, and the value on that truck is about $71,000. So it'll be pretty impressive if we can get all the tickets sold here. So.
Yeah, so that's a big deal. Last year, you had five of those that you gave away.
Yeah, last year we sold 5,000 chances, or right at 1,000 tickets, and we got up to our Polaris General that's on top of a utility trailer. And this year, since people know about it, and we've got kind of the word out on how the Tow and Go works, we're hoping we can get all the way to the top prize.
That would be good.
Be great.
That'd get you. I'm kind of doing math in my head. Well, with all the side raffles you got, you're going to be close to $1 million, aren't you?
We'd be about $1.2 million with everything all in, if you include all the 50-50s. And
that's almost a week's work to get that much money.
Yeah, something like that.
For a station owner, it might be.
Yeah. Not me, but different station owner. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so we'd love giving the stuff away. In fact, we had a... got a picture sent to me the other night from the lady that won the Camaro this past year, uh-huh. And she had custom plates done, the custom Ohio license plate that said, "I won this." So it's pretty neat. Pretty neat to know that's driving around
that
somewhere.
That is awesome.
Yep.
And, Dodge Challenger, I believe, one of the first prizes you gave away the year before was a kid down at Mississinewa.
Yeah, he was 18, and the insurance payment for him was going to be more than the car payment would ever have been. So he decided to trade that in on a more suitable vehicle.
Something he could afford the insurance on.
Exactly. Yep. But yeah, I mean, it's up to the winners what they do with the prizes, but it's you know, with basically anything we give away that's valued over $20,000 on the Super Raffle, all the taxes are paid. They walk away with a set of keys, a title, and their prize. So
taxes by what you mean by taxes is sales tax.
Sales we're tax exempt because of us being a charity, so we can avoid the sales tax. It's the 24% gambling tax is the big one that has to be taken care of. So
the WOW is taking care of that.
Yeah, and we take care of that. So federal law says that if you win any prize valued over $5,000, you have to pay that 24% tax before you can take claim of the prize. So so we work it out within our budget on all those big ticket prizes, so it doesn't you don't want it to be a burden for people to win,
right?
I think so. And then for the Tow and Go raffle, we take care of the taxes on every prize on the Tow and Go raffle. So anything 5,000 and up, we take care of the taxes on that, so you can be happy and just go leave with a prize and not worry about a tax burden on top of that.
Yeah,
so
you might have to worry about the insurance cost, but that's different.
That's a different problem. Story. Yep. So, but so the Tow and Go tickets are available on our website, www.wowraffle.com, and then at a large swath of our regular brick and mortar businesses that sell our Super Raffle tickets for us. So, here in Fort Recovery, biggest places would be Wengler Ace, Wayne Oil, Tin Snips, and Napa would be the four places here in town you can pick those tickets up. And then there's places in Coldwater, St. Joe, St. Henry, Salina, St. Mary's, Fort Laramie, Versailles.
Yeah, a lot of those are our local barber people that live here in town that barber somewhere else, like Luke and St. Henry. Yep. And does Cowboy over at Fort Laramie sell them too?
Yeah, we've got
so the two Kanapke boys.
Yep, the Fifth Clipper
there,
and the Main Street Barbershop in Versailles. Yep. Bob Leverett over there in Coldwater, yep. Fort Recovery guy. So the barbershop's a great place to buy a ticket because you sit in there and shoot the shit and talk about it a little bit and buy a ticket. But one thing before we get too far into it, I just want to say to you guys here at Fort Recovery Radio, congratulations on your Christmas gala. That thing is freaking awesome. And the last few years that it's been, available live on Facebook, we sit at home that night and watch that, and it's just really impressive to
even,
be part
even
of this
Rocker's
type of
part in the 12 Days of Christmas is awesome.
Yep.
Minus F-bombs.
Yeah, well, that was last year.
He made it through this year with no troubles, didn't he?
Yes, he did. I'm proud of him.
I'm proud of him.
Yeah, those Stogler boys, they don't have any kind of agenda, just sit around and talk, and it's just entertaining as can be.
Oh, that's for sure.
And, of course, Jack lines up some really, really good local entertainment, and that's a big deal. But a lot of people tolerate that but love the stupidity of the whole thing. It is highly entertaining, and it's those guys just do all that. I get them beverages and snacks and stay out of their way.
Keep them lubed up.
That'll
be work.
Chuck does all the electronics, and I stay out of his way, and I hand Santa Claus gifts to give to the little kids. That's my job. I did really well at that this year.
So speaking of entertainment, Ross is here, and he's our entertainment guru for the WOW raffle. So maybe you want to poke on him a bit and see what he's got to say.
We've kind of covered everything on the tow and go, and we'll come back to that. Make sure we talk about that again and how you get tickets and stuff before we get done tonight. Go ahead, tell us about who's playing this year, Ross.
Well, Friday night we have Drew Parker. He's up and comer out of Nashville. He was roommates with Luke Combs and helped Luke write a lot of Luke's big hits and stuff like that. So he's a pretty good one that's coming in. Then on Saturday, we have a bunch of acoustic acts throughout the day, about every other hour. And first off, we have Larry Brown.
Yeah, our superintendent.
And a couple of his buddies, they have a trio. They're coming in. And then
trio makes it sound like they're going to play waltz music. That's probably not correct, is it?
That's what he told me. They have a trio.
Yeah,
the Tennessee Three.
They do a lot of classic rock covers, from what I understand. So
yeah,
yep.
Is he plays a stand up bass on that, or does he play electric bass? Or don't you know?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. There's one thing he's in where every once in a while I'll be playing the stand up bass.
Yep. That's what I thought. That's what I thought he told me at one time. Yeah, so
he does play that. He's, he was. I think he's been a music teacher. He has taught music, but I don't know if he's been an actual in the school system music teacher. But he kind of specializes in string stuff.
Well, maybe he can restring my banjo so I can play it next year at the Christmas gala.
Well, he may be able to restring it so someone can. I'm not sure he can make it so you can play it.
No faith.
We'll put you on stage at the WOW. You can track there.
I'd say.
No, I don't like a lot of people. I like.
Well, there'll only be 2,000 or 3,000 people watching the Christmas show.
I can't count them.
Yeah. Okay. Because you can't see them. Okay. Yeah. So come on down. We can put you at number 8. 8 Maids of Milking on the 12 Days of Christmas.
With the banjo.
So,
do you know the Deliverance riff, or what do you know with the...
I don't like
that. It's just kind of my own thing.
Yeah. Mary Had a Little Lamb?
No, I don't even know. What the hell it is?
Orange Blossom Special.
Noise.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Noise.
Yeah. Set the cats in the neighborhood going crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So yeah, Larry and his buddies are from noon to one, and then from 2 to 3 we have Gabe Bailey coming in. He's out of Indiana. He's really good. Plays a little mix of everything. Mm-hmm. Then 3 to 4 we have Tim Oliver. No, we have Logan Ross. 3 to 4 and he's out of the Findlay area. Mm-hmm. And he played this last year. He's the only one from last year that's coming back. So
the rest of them hated it?
Huh?
The rest of them hated it, or did you fire them all?
No, we just changing it up.
Changing stuff, yeah. Yep.
Something new.
Now we get a little heat from that on the social media here. You know, people think that we didn't like an act for this reason or that reason, but we just... the entertainment committee, it's a subcommittee of the larger WOW committee, would get together and we made a decision pretty early on, you know, in year one or two, that we just wanted to keep the entertainment changed up and not have the same acts that you can find at every festival around the area. So,
right.
You don't want to see the same magician every year.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, so. And, you know, the summer concert series, they have a couple of favorites, like... the Bulldogs and some of those that come virtually every year, but for the most part, they change all the time. Yep. Doesn't mean because the other ones weren't good. It's because there's more good stuff out there than just one or two or six people.
Yeah, it's never a slight on the musicians. It's just trying to change things up. Yep. So.
Well, that
a lot have we gotten you off track enough yet?
No, yeah.
Sorry.
The acoustic acts, actually, most of them last year were all the same ones from the year before when we did the...
Oh, yeah, the virtual.
Yeah. So, I really wanted to change it up and get some new, fresh guys in there.
Yep.
Then last acoustic act is Tim Oliver. He's out of Columbus. He's working his way to making it big. He has a couple CDs out, and he's very good singer, artist, songwriter.
What kind of music?
Just country. So... He goes down to Nashville quite a bit, he said. And then we have Salt Creek coming back. They're doing a few shows this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're having them open for the big act. Then Jake Worthington is our closer. He's out in Nashville, up-and-comer. He was on The Voice a few years ago. He has a new song coming out, this month, I think.
I think they're releasing some new music here in January. Yeah. And the guys that we kind of hooked up with to help us find some of these acts, they're pretty in tune with what's going on in Nashville and who's coming. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we wanted to get linked in with. And is it Jake or Drew that's playing the Saloon at Country Concert?
Jake.
So,
he's playing Saturday.
Yeah, so our Saturday night closer, you'll be able to preview at the Saloon at Country Concert this year, too. So
that's pretty good.
And if you know anything about the Saloon, that's kind of where they preview a lot of the up-and-comers there, too. So, you know, we might get what we've always talked about is how lucky, like, Dark County Fair got when they got Florida Georgia Line the summer that they broke out and got them right when they're on a meteoric rise up. So that's kind of where we're aiming with these acts this year, is to hopefully we can catch somebody.
Yeah, and then people that were there can, when their songs are the biggest ones in the country in the winter, you can say, I saw them sing that in live. I was,
hopefully their songs are big before the WOW and all these people come.
Yeah, they got a deal.
Exactly. I know what you're saying, Spence.
Yep. That we saw them before anybody else saw them.
So. Yep. Exactly.
So that's kind of the lineup for the music.
Yeah.
And as far as kind of the playing around game shows, is it just the Toe and Go, or do you have some other things going on, or is that still in the planning?
Oh, Ryan Steinbrenner, he's kind of in charge of everything that happens there on the stage throughout the weekend, and he's been working on some things. The Toe and Go will be the game show style like we did last year.
Yeah.
You know, we just try to keep the day rolling and packed with entertainment, so there's always something going on, and I always look. You know, I get these pictures and the Facebook posts and stuff after the event, and see so many things that I didn't get to see.
Yeah.
You know, while we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off during the week. The stage games where you go up and sign up and maybe have a chance to win some Browns tickets or some Bengals tickets or any one of a number of things he was able to give away last year. I mean, I know those are coming back. We've talked about another idea, and I'm not really ready to reveal that yet, but it'll make the the Matt Anthony attendance, the cash attendance drawings, I think real exciting this year.
Oh.
Just an idea Ryan and I have been kicking around and not really ready to make it public yet because we've got some studying to do, but yeah. I think that'll be, you know, the more audience participation we can get and the more excitement we can draw to the event, I think is yep. best. So
we're always looking to do something new. Yep.
Yeah.
And the wow factor.
Yeah, people love just being down there, even if it's good to have some entertainment going on, but even if you didn't have that, there's so many people down there that sometimes you don't even pay attention to what's going on the stage because you got a yep. good
well,
conversation.
I thought
going
this year it was really cool because we finally got everybody together.
Yes.
You know, the year before it was virtual, yeah. and this year yeah. you had just a ton of people wanted to get out and do something.
Yes.
And so it was neat to walk around and see people you haven't seen in a while. And had
great time, weather again.
Time just flew, you know. The next thing yeah. you know, it was getting dark already. It's like, what yep. the heck's yeah. going on? But I thought that was the nicest part about this year was getting a lot of people down there again and getting to see people that you didn't see for a long time.
Yep.
Yeah. That definitely. It's just a great event. I'd say probably everybody listening has been down there, but love it. I've never heard anything bad about it except that they didn't win. That's the only negative thing. I didn't win anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was got to tell people I'm the chairman of the WOW, which is win on the wall bash. Said I'm not the chairman of the low, which is the lose on the wall bash.
Yeah, that's exactly so. Right.
So if they won, it's because of you. If they lost, it ain't because of you.
Ain't because of me.
Let's take another break here. We'll come back in a couple of minutes, and we'll talk about more stuff, like maybe what you guys do with the money and what you have done, projects you've finished and projects you have gone, and a whole bunch of other things. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow evening, the Lady Indians will travel to New Knoxville, and that will be a WPTW simulcast with Rob Weaver. There will not be NFHS video for the game. Video will only be available from NK Telco. On Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game with Brian Patch and Dave Kalp, and our broadcast can also be heard on the NFHS video. On Saturday, our boys will host defending state champions, the Botkins Trojans. Brian Patch and Dave Kopp will bring you that game, and our audio will also be available on the NFHS video.
girls at New Knoxville tomorrow, and boys at home on Friday against New Knoxville and Saturday against Botkins. So get out to as many of these games as you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't make it to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with New Knoxville will be sold tomorrow in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Friday, tickets will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Presale tickets are $7 for both students and adults. All tickets at the door will be $8. We're back on Insight, and we're talking to some folks from the WOW. And while I'm thinking about it, let's just talk real quick about the dates of it.
Okay. Yeah, this year we're...
we hadn't talked about that yet. Keep talking about it. Everybody has their ticket, and I guess they can look at it. But
yeah, it's usually the last full weekend in August. This year it's going to fall on August 26th and 27th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where it falls at in 2023, but we've already started looking at what we want on the ticket for the 2023 raffle. That'll be our fifth year, and we've already started some of the back end stuff on the planning for that, talking about where we want to be with ticket sales and everything in 23. But we got to work on 22 first and make sure it's the best event we can make for the people that buy our tickets and the people that are attending the event. So, but yeah, August 26th and 27th, we'll be ready for that party for sure.
Yeah, that'll be really good. So, let's just, while I'm thinking about it again, how did this thing start? This isn't something you just kind of think, oh, let's do this and give away $400,000 worth of prizes. I mean, you know, back a few decades ago, the Lions Club had a car party and gave away a brand new car, and everybody thought that was great. We had trouble selling $550 tickets, and you guys started off with $3,100 tickets.
And I think
there is not a chance in the world you'll sell anywhere near that many tickets. I don't know what you're going to do with the prizes, but
you were a doubter from the start.
Oh, absolutely.
Huh? Yeah. Well, I hope we turned you around on that.
Definitely. Oh, absolutely. Because it, you know, by around early November, it looked really good. And then it went crazy when people started thinking, this is a great Christmas gift.
Yep. And they started realizing that there weren't going to be many out there for very long.
Yeah, so by what, very early December, they were gone.
Yep. And
that's great. So how did somebody come up with this crazy idea to give away $400,000 and sell 3,000 tickets for $100
each? So we're in the... started in the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters. Group of us have been working for several years to figure out how to build a new high school baseball diamond within the town. And you can imagine that's a pretty expensive project. And being, you know, we'll have Dave Kalp here talk about that project and what it's entailed here in a little bit. But it's majorly expensive project, more than I'd ever thought it would be. And so we're sitting there and trying to figure out how we're going to fundraise, and the Athletic Boosters has just gotten done with the big student activity center project, or the SAC project,
yeah,
and did that all with donations, and so everybody kind of felt like everybody's just getting beat to death, you know.
Yes.
Just with people with their hands out all the time. So we wanted to go about raising money in a way that wouldn't feel like, you know, we were just hitting on the business owners constantly all the time. So we knew with a project of this magnitude that it wasn't going to be fish fries and bake sales and things like that.
Yeah, concession stands.
Yep. just too big for that. So Jake Garkey had been to a large raffle called the Deer Asset Classic down in Southeast Ohio several times, and he said, you know, he always wanted to try that theory out here and see if it would fly, and right away I said, well, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I'm all in if you guys want to make it a go. And the rest of the group, you know, kind of said, well, we'll give it a try, and, you know, where do you think we need to be on tickets? And there, you know, there's a couple people in the room that wanted to start at like 1,000 tickets and see how it went. A couple of us
see, that sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, a couple of us thought we'd might want to try to hang it out there a little bit. And so we ended up settling on 3,000 for that first year. And I'm glad we did, because I think it was able to give us a big enough prize list to really entice people.
Yeah.
And then to keep it growing. Because yeah. I think, you know, certain prize levels or certain amounts of prizes or dollar values, it gets a little tough to justify spending $100 on a ticket. But the 3,000 yeah. ticket level allowed us to put some really great prizes on there. I think we did, we didn't even have a motorized, like a car or anything on the first ticket. I'm mm-hmm. trying to think back. And now this year at 8,000 tickets, we're at three vehicles. You know, three vehicles throughout the day on that $100 ticket, which is, I just love giving that stuff away. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So
be nice for somebody to give you one too, but yeah. at the same time, it is,
I guess,
it's fun to yeah. to make people happy.
Yeah, I mean, being on the board, we're not able to win or have tickets in our name, but it's always nice to live vicariously through the winners a little yeah. bit when
yep.
especially this Camaro winner from this last year. She wouldn't answer her phone, and I finally, you know, kept texting her and say, hey, are you available? I got some news for you. And she's like, who is this? And it's like, well, just let me give you a call. And this is like 1 a.m. Oh. by this point on Sunday morning. She's like, oh, fine, just call me, you know. And I called her, and it was just pretty neat phone call. And Lori Tin's been able to, you know, that we give away some pretty large cash prizes. And, you know, if somebody on the committee personally knows the person that won, they call, and then you get the tears and everything.
Yeah.
You know, we're so
yep.
excited to give this stuff away. So it's just super fun. But at the end of the day, so we come up with this idea, and it looks like it's going to fly. And then, you know, we'll start turning on how to make this ball field actually happen. But by the same token, we don't want it to be all the proceeds go to just the ball field. We want to have this project have some longevity so we can get past the ball field and past some of the booster projects and really open it up and take care of some other community needs, especially youth-oriented community needs within Fort Recovery community and the greater Mercer County and Jay County area, if we can, down the road. So we do have, you know, some longer range plans past getting this Bald Diamond paid for, but it's pretty much where we're at right now with our major project. So, mm-hmm.
So tell us some of the things you have actually done, both large and small, that are actually done or very nearly done besides the ball field.
Okay. Yeah, so we've done a new press box on the football field.
Calpe, are you happy with the new press box that they built?
Press box is great up
that
there.
Is
yeah.
awesome.
You know, I tell you, when we first got it there on the truck, I was like, man, I don't know about this thing. But once it's erected and it's up there, and you get to do a game in it, it's really comfortable, and you can see well, and
yeah.
It's a big plus. I did like the way our old one looked. You know what I mean? It was
yes.
unique looking.
Yep.
And I kind of, you know, when we got this one, obviously we get more room, so it can't. That's if we'd have added on to it, that's what we'd have ended up looking like.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yep. I think the right decision was probably made there to get this new one. And,
yes.
And
the heat and the air conditioning are greatly appreciated.
We'll get the years,
both of those.
Years and years of payback
yes.
on it. So
yeah.
I think
and
it's awesome.
It was done. That was, besides being greatly appreciated, it was done right, I think.
And that was just a real small portion of the WOW money. A lot of that money for that project is coming through the Booster's other programs like concession stands, mm-hmm. and we had a couple large donors, large individual donors on that one. And then, of course, the baseball softball complex. We've any team or community organization that comes down and helps us out with the event, they get donations in return. So we've been able to help MSERV, Mercer County Emergency Response Volunteers,
mm-hmm.
All the sports teams in town, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, band, you know, just any organization that's community minded that comes down and helps us with the event, then we make a donation back to them so they can so they can work through their programs. And
that's a long list.
That's a long list, and, yeah. and one that I'm going to leave somebody out. So I'll just leave it at that.
Well, it's pretty tough to remember them all because they all do the concessions, and it's, you know, whether it's the swim team, cross country team, you know, it's all of them.
Yeah, I think every sports team, you know, in Fort Recovery is involved in that. And
and they're all either have or going to benefit from it in some way, form, or shape, that they're going to all be beneficiaries of what you guys are doing and what you will be doing in the future with money raised from years you haven't even thought of yet, or projects that you know, and over the years, if it still keeps making decent money, there's a whole lot of things that just need to be redone.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it's not just, you know, there's just so many programs that are could be great beneficiaries to this. So once we get past our initial goal of the baseball softball complex and then some of the other smaller ancillary stuff, then we'll be looking bigger and deeper and seeing what else we can do.
Great things too with all these especially the sports, but all of those groups helping, is they get a feeling of accomplishment along with you guys. They helped do this, and it is really good, especially for younger people, students especially, to get that feeling of helping out. You learn that from an early age. Almost every family around here goes and does stuff to help out and make our community better, and this is just something that helps make that even better.
Anything we can do to get the next generation involved in the community and stay involved in the community, so that guys like me, you know, and you know that I've done it for so many years, and there's people that came before me that have done these types of things forever, and so we just keep the line moving and keep the town being what it is, because you know, I grew up north of Salina, and the sense of community wasn't near what it is here, and that's why I've enjoyed my time so much here in Fort Recovery and made it my home. So.
Well, and it's great that not only you appreciate it, but you're jumping in and leading and helping. Yeah. You know, that's great. We appreciate it. We get kind of used to the people that grew up here helping because their family's always helped, but when we get somebody that's a foreigner from way up in the north end of Mercer County to come in
up here in Canada
and kind of be in charge of stuff and helping and, you know, getting stuff done, that's greatly appreciated. Are we at a decent stopping point? Let's take another break and come back, or you got some more you want to add here?
No, I think so. I think we'll move on to Mayor Kalp and his role in this.
Okay, and we'll get to that and some other stuff after this.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
If you're trying to come up with great meal ideas for your family this winter, let Wayne Street Market help you out. A great place to start is with their cube steak. Right now, it's only $4.99 a pound. Grab several packages and you'll have a good start for all kinds of meals. Cube steak and baked potatoes in a salad, cube steak and mashed potatoes covered with mushroom gravy, cube steak with hash browns and corn. Anything your family loves, you can get off to a great start with their cube steaks at only $4.99 a pound from Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30. Stop out at the Progressive Sportsman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixings, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. There'll be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $10 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportsman Club on Saturday, January 15th from 4 to 7:30. The Fort Recovery swim team competed in a tri meet on Tuesday, and here are the results. The Fort Recovery girls finished first with 98 points, followed by South Adams with 37 points and Minster with 34 points. In the boys' meet, it was Minster with 117 points, South Adams 18 points, and Fort Recovery 14 points. Individual first-place finishes for Fort Recovery were Audra Bupp in the 200 individual medley and the 100 backstroke, Tegan Fortkamp in the 500 freestroke and the 100 breaststroke, Paige Guggenbiller 50 freestroke, and Joelle Kalp in the 100 freestroke. Fort Recovery also won all three relays. 200 medley relay with Tegan Fortkamp, Audra Bupp, Allison Kanapke, and Paige Guggenbiller. 200 free relay with Abby Kanapke, Nevia Lennertz, Paige Guggenbiller, and Joelle Kalp. 400 free relay with Joelle Kalp, Allison Kanapke, Audra Bupp, and Tegan Fortkamp. Again, the Fort Recovery ladies swim team finished first in the tri-meet on Tuesday evening, and the boys finished third.
Welcome back to Insight, talking to the WOW committee, and we've been talking about projects we've started and finished, and some that are in the process of being done, and talked about the tow and go, and we'll talk about that again before we get done here, but where do we want to go from here, Jonas?
Well, invited Dave Kalp in here tonight to he's serving as our general contractor, the Athletic Boosters general contractor, to oversee the construction of the baseball diamond and the renovation of the softball diamond. So I'll just turn it over to him to kind of give an update on where we're at with that project.
Well, thank you, Jonas. And first off, I'd like to thank you guys for doing what you're doing. I think it's a hell of a job, and the idea of it, based off of you guys and Jake or whomever, but hats off to you, because it's awesome. It's awesome for the community, and like you said, it's gonna benefit the entire area, and it does already. But as far as the baseball field's concerned, and the softball field, the whole complex deal, we actually got a ton of work done this year and this fall. So we were kind of fired up real early in the year, because we thought we were going to break ground very early, and thought that there was a good chance we'd be playing baseball next spring, in spring of 22, this spring, I guess, on the field. Well, we really didn't break any ground and didn't move any dirt until probably, I'm going to say late July, maybe early August, we broke ground and started moving dirt. So That kind of pushed the schedule back a little bit, but in some ways it was beneficial, I think. When I priced a lot of things for the building and the concession stand, obviously we all know that the price of material was ridiculous. And to give you a prime example, when I priced the poles that are out there on our fort wall that's down the right field line and field foul line.
That's awesome.
Turned out it's really, really cool. It's a very unique thing, and I'm glad we did it. But at the time when I priced them, each pole was $572 per pole. And I'm like, no, we can't do it. So the guys that I've been dealing with mostly has been Ryan Tin and Chad Fowler, and we discussed it, and I said, boys, that's ridiculous. We can't do it. But I said, I will keep my eye on things, So we didn't order those 8x8s. Well, as the summer progressed, and we knew at that time, well, I guess early in March, we thought maybe we did need it. You know, we needed to get this thing rolling because we were going to break dirt and get the building started. But as it turned out, as the summer was ending and we got into fall, and I was talking to different
material companies, and I was actually over at Ansonia Lumber, of all things, and talking to them, and he said the bottom has fallen out. He said it's coming down like crazy. So about a week later, I reached out to Fort Recovery Lumber here and talked to Buppy, and I said, Buppy, I want you to check out these 8x8s, 12 foot long again. And I told him what they were back in March. He called me back. He said, Dave, I can buy them for $122.
And they were
almost a fifth. Wow. So I called Chad and I said, man, if we're going to pull the trigger, I think maybe now's the time to do it. So we talked about it and we went out to every remeasure because we thought, well, we could maybe make it shorter and, you know, and not put as many pulls in as what the print shows, and because we could do whatever the hell we wanted to do, basically, know, just because it was drawn on that print didn't mean it had to be exactly like
that. And especially since you had some of it already laid out so you could actually see.
Well, and at that point, the guys also hired Bryce Adams in Game On Logistics, who is very, very knowledgeable when it comes to baseball fields. And we got out there and we discussed things and we talked about where we were going to put it and what it was going to do and what it kind of meant. So in the end, it's kind of hiding their bullpen, and then obviously it's down the right field line. It's the home run fence. So we got to talking about it. I ended up ordering 215 of these poles. So if you take 215 times $450, you can see how much money we saved there.
Yeah, just by holding off.
So that was, I guess, a penny by not getting started as early as we did. Now, we've tried to order things and buy things when we see it kind of going up and down, and we try to buy on the low end. But, you know, just that itself was close to $95,000 in savings on material. So, and then when we got them up, there was people like, man, we got to do that out in left field, too. And I'm like, oh, Jesus, I don't know about that. You know? But it turned out awesome. So all of the stuff that we got done, if you look out there and you drive by and you come past the middle school, you're like, geez, what the hell did they get done? Well, everything that's underground is in. So all the underground stuff is done. So everything that's going to happen now, you're going to start to see it more. And we did a lot of digging for 6 weeks. Chad and I was out there, and we dug in all the underground. So you're talking, you know, all the different water lines for the irrigations, and all that stuff is hooked up and done. We got the electric ran from the school over to the new facility, all the storm lines, all the sewer lines. Everything's into it that we need to have done now. So the foundation is done, obviously, for the concession stand and the visitors' dugout. We've got the backstop wall done on both fields. The softball diamond is bricked. The softball diamond, I would say, actually is probably 95% done. I think there's a little bit of a fencing to do. They got to finish up the turf, which looks just awesome. And we've got the backstop and stuff to put up, scoreboards, things like that. I don't think it's a lot of days, you know. I just think once they get out there and get it done, you know, in a couple weeks' time, it'll be knocked out and ready to play ball, which it needs to be because the girls will be playing ball here in probably 3 months, you know.
Yep. Yeah, and so, they don't want to play all their games away.
Oh, heck no. So we'll have a home. We're definitely going to have a home. Now, we're probably going to end up pulling the old bleachers back in there because we don't want to do that until the end. But as far as the concession stand / press box deal is concerned, that foundation is all completed. I've got all the steel ordered for support, which ended up getting through Vohr's Welding. And there's a lot of work for them to do on that because actually that holds up a lot of the brick. So I didn't want to order that too prematurely. I wanted to wait until the foundation was in, everything was set in stone. Now we know exactly what we need to order because trying to make steel an inch longer doesn't work out very good. So
their steel stretcher doesn't work?
The stretcher doesn't work very good. So we've got all that order. That's coming in. The brick and everything is there. I mean, it's not out on site, but it's in at St. Henry. Himmelgarten Masonry is going to do the block, and I think basically we're at Mother Nature's nursery or Mother Nature's mercy right now. So she's kind of running the tempo of the block laying. But Davey said, if I get a good week, he said, I can knock that block out. So basically, what happens? The block's going to be the next thing that goes in, and then I'll set all the steel around the perimeter of the building. And then we can build basically the second story of the press box. So once he gets the block done, then we can do the steel. We can build the building. And then he has to come back and brick it. So, you know, I don't think that playing baseball on it this spring is a possibility. I was hoping that would be the case, but I think in hindsight and looking at it, none of us had really done a new baseball field, right? Everybody that's involved in this has never done a baseball field start to finish.
Yeah, you level it off, so, plant some grass, and wait a few months.
It sounds simple, right?
It sure does.
there's a lot more that goes into it, and just being involved in it, I wanted to make sure that, you know, we tried to dot as many I's and cross as many T's as we could, because we don't want it to be looking nice for 5 years. We want it to be looking nice for five decades.
Yes.
And that is my goal when it's all said and done. A, it's in my backyard, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to look nice. And B, the money that these guys are raising deserves to be paid, you know, go to a nice facility. So when it's all said and done, yeah, you know, we're probably not going to make 100% of the people happy. They're going to come down there and complain about something. But bottom line is, I think it'll be the nicest facility that you can play high school baseball on.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be a unique field. We don't have a full arc outfield. We've got three straight sides. We've got a straight left field, straight center field, and a straight right field. So the power alley gaps are going to be, I mean, you hit one out in the power alley, you got a hold of it. And but the lines, if you can pull one, you can jack it out, and that's going to make it fun. So I think there's a lot of unique things on that baseball field that we don't even know yet, because we haven't seen a game played on it.
Yeah.
But the irrigation and all that, it'll be a beautiful green field, and the guys that came out and laid the turf was very professional.
Yeah, they did have a little problem and fixed it right away.
Well, the little problem was actually on the softball diamond. The baseball diamond went without a hitch. And, talked to this guy, and just to tell you a quick story about it, he said, "Dave, you watched the Monday night football game Monday night? It was Tennessee and somebody, I think the Ravens or something." I said, "Yeah, I did watch it. Hell of a game." He said, "I was laying the sod in the end zone on Saturday." Wow. And he said, "They played it on Monday night." And I'm like, "No, wait a minute," because I'm watching these guys lay the sod down, and it's like this thick. I said, "How do they not just tear it all to hell, you know?" And he said, "Because when we lay it on a football field, it's this thick." He said, "It's like 8 inches to 9 inches thick." So he said, "It's impossible for them to tear it up."
Wow.
So they were painting the field while he was finishing up the sod on a Saturday afternoon. They play Monday night football on it. So he, you know, dude was pretty cool. It was
well, if he's doing a professional football
and it's
field.
The exact same grass. He said, "It's the exact same grass that's on the Tennessee Titans football field." He said, "It's the exact same seed." He said, "It's just a different way, different process." But he said the field looks great, and he was tickled to death with it. The grading came out great. College boys did an awesome job on that dirt work. They'll come back in the spring, obviously, when things dry up, do the final touch-ins, and then we'll get the grass sowed. And we've got irrigation, so we can sow that grass anytime we want. We got the mound finished up behind the girls' softball diamond, so if anybody's ever been back here, it's kind of tough to see from the parking lot because of all the sliding that's in the fence out in center field, but it'll be really cool for the neighbors and whomever that have golf carts or whatever, and they want to drive over, and they can set a lawn chair up on top of it. They can drive their golf cart right up on top of it, sit in it, and watch a game. You look right across the fence, and then we've got that big the hill out in center field on the baseball field, which is another observation hill. And they're talking about putting a scoreboard out there on that hill. And we've talked about it several times. It would be cool to be up there on that hill. But I think in the spring, and it's going to be tough to see it with the sun.
Yes.
So I think they're going to point it more down the right field line. I think it might be better.
Yeah, probably right.
So we've put all the, you know, all the electrics in for lights down the road. We've got everything plumbed for that and ready to go for that. There's, I mean, it's just a ton of stuff that's underground. Mercer Electric probably buried a mile's worth of conduit that in this project already. It's just incredible. And you know, we've got pictures and records of where all that stuff is at. And, you know, I think it'll come together and it'll be awesome when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
What I really, really like is that I think you mentioned, I was trying to keep track, 8 different local businesses in the middle of all of this.
Well, and I think that was maybe not even the WOW's goal, but the Athletic Booster's goal was to keep it local.
Yes,
for sure.
And
number one, we have people that'll do the work and smart as can
be.
Well,
you know,
and they care.
Realistically, it was going to be a couple of years ago, just to tell you how things change. You know, we were discussing about doing it, getting started a year before. Well, then with the whole COVID thing, and it was just kind of considered maybe we should just wait another year. Obviously, you get another WOW under your belt, you got a little more money in the coffers, and might make things a little easier. But, you know, we had my colleague was going to, he was going to do all the brick. And, well, since then, he retired. Mike called me, he said, "Hey, Dave, I'm not doing that baseball thing anymore. I'm done laying brick." And I'm like, okay. So, you know, we have to go out and find somebody else. And obviously the Hillmongarn boys are the next closest over here in Jay County.
And pretty darn good.
And they've got some Fort Recovery roots,
yes.
So it worked out good.
Yeah.
Really, nobody from long distance. I mean, I would think Game On Logistics would be our farthest away vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not like you can just look in the phone book and look under baseball fields and guys that do it.
People that are putting the turf in a professional football field.
And I think Bryce, on his part of it, you know, I'm not sure that he's ever started a field from start to scratch like we're doing now. And it's a learning curve for him also. And I think he's learned a lot through this process, and it'll only help him and his business down the road. But, you know, he's come up with some fabulous ideas on this thing, and I think it's really going to look cool in the end.
Yep. And one of the projects we did as boosters just a couple weeks ago was we've got our stadium seating in. It came in used, and I couldn't tell you what stadium it came out of or anything, but it was all gray seats and gray metal stanchions. So we tore all those apart. The metal work is all going to get a powder coated purple at J&M, and then
there's another local business.
Yep. So we'll put everything back together, and the seats will be.
I bet you they're J&M's charging like crazy on that.
I have no idea.
I bet.
They're usually pretty dang good at it.
If they make a penny on it, I'll be very surprised.
The Grisham family's been fantastic with anything you can imagine in this.
Yes. Chances are they'll lose money on this.
Yes,
deal.
A very good chance.
But no. So at the end of that, we'll have stadium seating on both the softball and the baseball diamond. That's the same exact stadium seating you get at Great American Ballpark or anywhere else you might take in a professional ball game. So that's exciting. We talked about, well, how do we keep this up? So last or 2 weeks ago, a mower arrived that's made just for cutting ball diamond grass. And so the school has the right equipment to maintain the fields once they're done, which is really important to us too.
Yes. So. Well, since if I remember correctly, Dave Kalp, Jerry Kalp, and a couple of the other people have been in, kind of made themselves in charge of taking care of the field that they're currently using now. It's, you know, the school does what they can, but they have limited people and limited equipment, I know Jerry has been out there several times mowing, like in behind home plate.
I just
plate.
Help I
know
him when he makes me, Neil.
Well, he doesn't make you. He says, "Dave, can you come help me?" Do you even know what the word no means?
Not to him, no.
Nope. So I know that's going to be a big deal because, you know, a lot of people just donate time to go do that, and it's important to them.
Yep.
But now that there's the equipment and somebody that can do it and make it easy for them, and it's right there instead of going across town, just going to be just a whole lot easier. So,
yep.
If we kind of covered everything, we want to go back and reiterate on the Tow and Go.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you buy your Tow and Go tickets. You know, we're planning on selling those and kind of cutting sales off around March 31st, just because of the way the economy is, it's very hard to get a hold of things. So
yeah, we could commit ourselves to buying some things that aren't available.
Yeah,
that we could give away.
I don't like giving away an IOU. So we need to get all these prizes ordered, and a lot of the prizes have come in. But man, some of the stuff on this Tow and Go. I mean, if you're familiar with how cool the prize list is on the Super Raffle with, you know, the Ted Nugent hunt and the three vehicles and the Pebble Beach golf trip and all the cash prizes, and all the Polaris equipment. Yeah, so the Tow and Go is, it's got a Polaris slingshot on it. So if you like to drive around in the Batmobile, that'd be pretty cool. $25,000 cash on top of one of those utility trailers. I mean, I don't think anybody'd shake a stick at that. So.
No,
and then that, if we can get all those tickets sold, that Tahoe Z71, you know, $71,000 vehicle tax-free to you. You get the vehicle, the keys, and the title, and you're good to go. So
I wouldn't be able to drive it for 4 days. I'd be shaking so bad.
Well, you can park it in my garage and
keep it over to Roscoe's.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll drive it for you.
Joel will drive it for you.
Yikes.
Okay, so I think we've kind of covered everything there. Again, let's hit the dates again so everybody knows. So, you can always look on your ticket.
But. August 26th and 27th, 2022.
And I'm sure, as always, if you don't have a ticket, you can buy a ticket for the event without being eligible for those prizes. But while you're at the event, you can buy some of the raffle things for guns and other things they have going on.
All kinds of side raffles again, 50-50s. And then we're still planning on this year being a $10 entry wristband if you don't have a ticket to get in. It's a lot more fun when you've got more chances of winning stuff. So you might as well buy the tickets.
And if they, especially if they get all these sold, it's going to be pretty close. Well, would you say 1.2 million?
Yeah, 1.2 million. If everything sells and the 50-50s do as good or better than they did last year, so
that's pretty good.
Yep.
So, I think that'll wrap it up for this. Rocker, you want to come in and throw us some of the? Did you come up with top 10? Things that you'd like to see as WOW went on the Wabash prizes, or you still got our this day in pop culture history, or what do you have?
Well, do you want both?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, here's the top 10 list. Number 10, beach vacation at Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach. All right. Like one of those big eight-room houses like you and the boys did a few years back?
Yeah.
So just so everybody knows, I do write this down because we did use some of Rocker's suggestions. I think you said a golf trip last year, and we threw a Pebble Beach trip on there. So you keep, just keep going.
Some of these are jokes, by the way.
That's
the ones we use.
You probably came up with the Ted Nugent thing.
I know.
Oh, well, that sounds like something you would have come up with, and everybody thought you were crazy, and then they did it.
Number 9, a pizza a month at Miracle Lanes.
That's a good price.
Seems pretty simple.
Yep.
By the way, Corey just had a heart attack.
No, he'd give away a pizza. Hell, he sells 500 of them a day.
I don't know what you guys' budget is, but this next one might tax it a little bit. Tickets to the March Madness.
Ooh.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Final Four?
Number 7?
No, that'd have to include hotel rooms and limousine from the hotel room
to the... Maybe a private jet to get you there.
Yeah. Unless they have it at Indianapolis, and you don't want to
save some money there.
Yeah.
Take off at Montezuma.
Yeah,
we'll have the Crown Jet take you down.
There you go.
Number 7, 1 pound of deer jerky.
A pound of deer jerky. Pound of deer jerky.
Seems simple. Seems reasonable.
Or maybe they can just get somebody to one of their vendors. I'll talk about your vendors here real quick while I'm thinking about it. If somebody wants to get in the vendors, you could have one of your vendors selling deer jerky down there.
Well, we know we've got the Yance beef jerky. They're selling the beef jerky.
Yance is down there again. Yep, yeah, they do that at their tractor pulls. And
there's some things you can do with deer jerky and some things you can as far as selling it. But you can sell the domesticated stuff. So.
Yep. Number six. Yep. Now, here's where the entertainment budget might get chewed up.
Beatles.
Eric Church.
Eric Church.
He'd be pretty cheap.
He's like 185 or something, right?
I think so. Somewhere in there.
$185,000 for a show for Eric Church.
Does that include the airfare from Australia? Or he's Australian, right?
No.
Is that the guy?
That's Keith Urban.
That's Keith Urban.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then.
For $185,000, you better bring that, what's her name, with him.
Nicole Kidman.
There you go, Nicole Kidman.
Number five, this is one that's going to get Bill fired up.
Kennedy's? Is it the Kennedy's?
No, you're going to...
Browns playoff tickets?
You get to stay at Bill's cabin at Rossburg Acres for the weekend.
Bill's cabin, which used to be our press box, or his house?
His house.
Oh, okay. You better ask Bert about that one. Bill doesn't care. He sleeps Bill. In a golf cart.
Pretty much. They just got to find him in the mornings. This is the joke one.
Oh,
number four, 1975 Pinto with camper.
Ooh. That would be good.
If you can find one.
That might be a good zapper prize on one of Ryan's game shows.
Yep. I'll be on the lookout for a Pinto, but who knows the used car values, what they are. They might be 15 grand.
Yeah, we went back a few years ago. We blew up a few cars with the POS, piece of junk car show. We blew up a Chevy Celebrity or something like that out there at Rossburg Acres. So
number three. Here's where the prize budget would get taxed. 2022 Porsche.
Yeah.
That really hurt the budget there, I'm guessing.
Well, they'd have to cut out a couple of other things to do that. The $25,000 prize would have to go down to about $20,000.
You're not far off. I was actually looking at a BMW Roadster in place of that Chevy Tahoe, you know, something along that line. So.
Yep. Hey,
there ain't no off switch to this genius.
That's right.
There really ain't.
Here's where I kind of repeated the prize, but it's worth a shot. Weekend pass at Top Golf.
Weekend pass at Top Golf.
Oh, that place down in Cincinnati?
Yeah. Well, any one of them. There's quite a few of them.
Yep.
And number one.
Uh-oh.
Carrie Underwood.
Just have her walk through, or she's one of the...
You want her to play, or
one of the entertainments?
Thing. That's the thing.
I thought we were still talking about the Hoochie Coochie Girls.
I thought we were trying to make money with this thing.
That would make money.
We'll just have her as an acoustic act before our church.
Yeah.
Very
that's
pricey.
That's a good idea.
Very pricey.
Yeah, well, ticket prices were $100, now they're $1,000, but who cares?
Oh, do we want to do the... Do we got time?
Yeah, let's do the this day. Sorry, Bob. You can go take a nap again.
Narcolepsy for Bob.
This day in pop culture history. Today is July. Is it July?
Yeah.
January.
January 4th. We're doing yesterday.
Yesterday.
You like to do that, don't you? Or you like me to do it anyways?
Oh, I just like to harass you.
Number 1891. Utah becomes a state.
All right.
That's all I got.
Literally. So you're done already?
No. There's more. I just figure you usually pop in on something.
Yeah.
Not much to say about that.
Is that the first state?
No.
Oh.
That's Delaware. That's Biden's state.
That's right. It was Delaware.
Sleepy Joe.
December 7th, 1887, I believe.
1931, Billboard puts out their first list, music list.
When?
1931.
31. I just said 81. 31.
No, that's way back.
Yeah.
In 1984, Night Court premieres on NBC.
Oh, Night Court.
Good show.
That was a good show.
Now, today's 1640, we go way back for this one. Ooh. 1643. None of us were alive for that one. The first American divorce.
Ooh.
Ann and Dennis Clark.
Was that in New York City? Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, actually.
Okay.
Dennis apparently was putting his fruit in different bowls, apparently, and that's
fruit
what
fruit in different bowls.
Apparently,
she
caught him.
Indian maiden.
Yeah, apparently.
So that was irreconcilable differences. Is that what they call that?
Oh, wow.
How do you like them apples?
Well, apparently, a lot of people did.
A lot of Dennis got lucky. 1961, here's one for Neil.
Oh, good, 61, huh?
Mr. Ed premieres on CBS.
Yep, the talking horse. I used to know who the voice was for Mr. Ed, but I don't remember who it is anymore.
Wasn't it Wilbur?
No, Wilbur was the name of the horse. I'm talking about the guy that was the voice, the actor that did the voice for Mr. Ed. But I don't remember who it was. I have it written down somewhere, but...
Yeah, nobody cares.
I do.
Here's celebrity birthdays for yesterday. 1932. Well, I don't know why I wrote that one down. Diane Cannon,
1932?
She's 85.
Yeah. Good math.
I'm not sure why she's a star, actually.
Diane Cannon, she had a TV show back in early 70s. She's pretty hot for 40 years old.
The star of Strange Brew, Dave Foley, turns 59.
I've heard of him.
Him and I think Rick Moranis did a movie called Strange Brew back in the early 80s.
I believe you.
Okie dokie.
I didn't see it. Did you see it, Ross?
I doubt it.
Jonas, you seen it?
Nope, can't say that I did.
We're calling you a liar.
Okie dokie. And here's a local star, 1994, Kelsey Feely Dotson.
All right.
28.
She's 28?
Yeah.
She can't be 20.
It's hard to believe, ain't
she
it?
She graduated from high school 2 years ago.
Seems like it.
Yep. She's cute. Did you know she's cute?
Well, I can't really say that.
Yeah, that's right. She's your cousin.
Our niece.
Yeah.
Today we got a chock full of birthdays.
Oh, good.
So we got Robert Duvall turns 91.
All right.
91?
Yeah, that's Diane Keaton, 76. Two Godfather ones there, right off the bat.
Yep.
Pamela Sue Martin, 69.
I don't know who that is.
She's Dallas.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, same as...
Yeah.
Carrie Ann Eva, 54.
Who?
Dance with the Stars.
Oh.
She's one of the judges.
Well, okay then.
Nice scenery.
Oh, okay. Wondered why you were watching some dance show.
I wasn't really watching. I just see the highlights.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley Cooper, 47.
Oh, yep.
And January Jones, 44. Mad Men.
Okay.
Oh, kooky. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I guess that's kind of it.
Time well spent on that one.
Yeah. Well,
how was the top 10, boys? Was that well worth the trip in?
Yep. Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Yep. They're going to have every one of those prizes next year.
Except for maybe the
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the budget's not there for that.
Well, the ticket prices will be $1,000, but yeah, they can do it.
Ooh. That might be a hard sell.
I thought 100 was a hard sell, so I think they're golden.
I think if we put in 2 pounds of deer jerky and take out Carrie Underwood and put an Eric Church CD in it, we'll just call it the Rocker Prize Pack.
There you go. There you go.
Man. That could be on the side raffle.
That's not a bad idea.
Or here's an idea. Although I'm not sure you're going to get too many takers on this. It's a win a date with Rocker night.
Ooh.
I'm out.
Well, I'd hope so.
Have the women lining up for that one.
Yeah.
That's kind of the idea.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that, Mr. Mr. Bonvillian.
Who needs a dating app?
I need to write this one down. Win a date with a rocker.
That can be a booby
prize. If we make
prize.
A sign up well, if you and put it in a prize
You can put
tab.
Anything on there as long as you got a cash option with it.
Yeah.
So win a date with a rocker or
$20,000.
If we make a sign up and put it in a prize tent, you have to stand under it all day.
Or a cyanide tablet.
Cyanide. Yeah, that might work. If you win, you got the choice of going out with him or eating the cyanide tablet. No. So, let's one more time hit the dates and how they get Toe and Go tickets.
Win on the Wall Bash will be August 26th and 27th, and get your Toe and Go tickets on www.wowraffle.com or at any one of the local businesses that we list on our Facebook page, and they're also listed on our website as well. So make sure you get on that raffle. That's going to be a great time.
Yep. All righty. Well, we'll be back very shortly with Sports Talk right on time, about 8:20.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.